Hello and welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast, Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix for Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. The Dad Show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at kingdomstrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando stroller rentals and an authorized Walt Disney World stroller vendor. Today on the Dad Show, we bring you something, well, something completely different. Because on this Dad Show, we don't really have a trip report for you. Instead, I'm going to ask you to help me build a trip preview. You see, my family has our own Disneyland vacation coming up in just 2 weeks, the first time we've ever visited Disneyland. And we're really excited about it, but despite months of talking about it and having opportunities to plan, we really only have the barest structure of our trip. And no matter how many times I go back and try and build the kind of a daily touring plan that I normally would build for a Walt Disney World vacation, I'm still coming up blank. And so I thought that I'd try something, like I said, a little different. And we'll try crowdsourcing the daily plans for our Disneyland vacation. Now I can't promise you that we'll follow every suggestion that we get from listeners as a result of this show. But I can tell you that we do need the help. And, you know, even though I've done Disneyland touring plans for friends and for clients, and gotten great compliments on how well they worked and you know, appreciation for the efforts, I can't seem to put something together for myself. I'm torn in too many directions. So I'm asking you to help me out, and I'm going to walk you through our basic plans. And at a number of points, I'm going to invite you to help crowdsource solutions to the various options that we're considering and ways that we're considering looking at this vacation. So we're going to be starting this vacation, like I said, in 2 weeks. We're leaving early on a Wednesday morning, and we have a 7:05 flight out of Kansas City. We arrive at Orange County Airport at 10 a.m. Lots of folks said, when I was weighing my options, that, you know, if we could do it for the same price, that Orange County was probably the best airport to fly into. And with our luck, it turns out that Southwest Airlines from Kansas City flies to both Orange County and to LAX, and the prices were almost identical. So we went with the Orange County flight, looking forward to that. But frankly, that 10 a.m. arrival at Orange County brings us to our first question. We don't have Disney's Magical Express at Disneyland. So, first crowdsource issue, we could use a suggestion for the best transportation option from the Orange County Airport to Disneyland Resort. I prefer not to rent a car this time. I really have no desire to drive in and around Los Angeles. So, give us your best shot. What kind of transportation should we take from Orange County Airport to Disneyland Resort? Now, the next issue, once we get our transportation, is that we're going to be checking in on our first day at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel. Most of our vacation, we're actually going to be staying at Disneyland Hotel, But for our arrival day, I decided to try something a little different. You know, we've got a 2-hour time difference between California and Kansas City, and it's a lot of travel. So I thought that it might be nice to start this vacation with a more relaxed approach. Wasn't sure that our hotel room would be available right away when we got there, and, you know, wasn't sure how the kids were going to handle the West Coast travel. So I booked us a concierge level room for the one night at the Grand Californian, figuring that that means that we can, you know, hang out at the lounge. We'd have some food options there. It gives us sort of a home base to use if our room isn't available at 10 a.m., because it could be hours before we're able to check into our room. So I guess the next crowdsource question is, do you have any suggestions for, you know, things we might want to do that don't involve entering a theme park and with the Grand Californian Hotel Concierge Lounge as our base? You know, what are the things not to miss? Obviously, we want to take a look at the pools. You know, what things at the resort would you suggest that we check out? We do plan on spending some time at Downtown Disney, but you know, we really kind of have all day. We are hoping to be able to connect up with my brother and sister-in-law, who are living in Los Angeles now. Anaheim's a bit of a trek for them, but they're trying to make some arrangements so that they can spend some time with us on that arrival day on Wednesday. We don't want to stay up too late because we're going to hit it hard on Thursday morning in terms of our park, you know, touring. And so Wednesday night we'll be at Grand Californian Hotel. Thursday we're going to make our transition to the Disneyland Hotel. And I guess that brings up the next major crowdsource question, and there are going to be several for this day. There's a 9 a.m. early entry that's an extra magic hour entry to the Disneyland theme park. And I really think that that's where we're going to start. You know, we've been following, I subscribed to Touring Plans. I went ahead and signed up for the Disneyland reports as well as Walt Disney World. And so our crowd level on Thursday is really the best option for touring Disneyland theme park of our vacation, because the overall crowd at the resort is only a 3 out of 10, and Disneyland itself is a 3 out of 10 on that day, and it's higher on every other day of our trip. So the plan is to really focus on Disneyland on Thursday, 9 a.m. early entry. So first question is, do we go ahead and move our luggage over to Disneyland Hotel and do our check-in there before extra magic hours? Or do we just check ourselves out at Grand Californian, leave our bags at Grand Californian, or let them transfer them over to Disneyland Hotel for us, and just focus on the theme park? At this point, I'm leaning towards, you know, letting ourselves focus on the theme park, because the 9 a.m. early entry, you know, for us, that's kind of normal entry time at the Disney World parks. I mean, that would be the entries are actually much later in Disneyland, which is, I guess, the California laid back thing and off season hours. But normal park opening isn't until 10 a.m. We're going to get to enter at 9 a.m. Few highlights that I thought, you know, jumped right out at me as things we wanted to make sure we did on that first day in Disneyland. You know, Matterhorn bobsleds, something that is unique to Disneyland that I know we want to do. The Finding Nemo submarines, looks like the submarines have reopened, and so I want to make sure we get a chance to ride them, because who knows how long they're going to continue to run, although I will say that I'm a little nervous about the Nemo submarines. I get some claustrophobia issues, and so I'm a little concerned there about how that's going to work, but it's on the list for now. Obviously, we want to ride Pirates of the Caribbean because it's unique there, and everybody raves about, you know, how the version of Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland is really much better than Disney World, so I'm looking forward to checking that out. And you know, Star Tours is a must-do, as is Jedi Training Academy. You know, my kids are really excited about Training Academy, especially my daughter, because she just turned 12, and so this is going to be the last opportunity she has to do Jedi Training Academy. By our next trip, I believe it'll be close. She may, we'll see. This may be her last opportunity to do Jedi Training Academy. And so she's made a point of saying she definitely wants to do it. So next crowdsource issue. Suggestions for a touring focus. We're going to have about a day and a half to devote to Disneyland touring. And so what are your best suggestions for our first day at Disneyland? I think we're going to be able to handle commando touring there pretty well. The weather looks like it's going to be fantastic for us. You know, the early weather predictions have weather, you know, temperatures in the upper 70s, sunny, no rain. I mean, it should be gorgeous. So we should be able to really stick it out and tour all day. But the challenge I've had in coming up with a good touring plan for this day at Disneyland is we really want to do it all. And, you know, how do we fit everything in what amounts to really a day and a half in the Disneyland theme park? The park is only open from, you know, 9 a.m. early entry until 8 p.m. I think we want to see the parade, although the kids have actually, you know, they're noncommittal. They weren't sure that they really wanted to do the parade. It's at 7 o'clock. I'm a big fan of parades. I've heard good things about Sensational. So another question for the crowd, you know, is it worth it to do the Sensational parade, or do we take advantage of, you know, short lines for attractions during the parade and maybe try and fit in a few more rides since we're really trying to pack a lot of attractions into a short period of time. I'm really open to whatever suggestions you all have. Indiana Jones is also very high on our list because my wife is a huge indie fan, as is my son. So, you know, any suggestions you have along those lines, we'd love to hear them. Let's see. Other things that the kids have mentioned as must-dos, one or the other. My son really wants to do the Marvel character meet and greets that are at the Innoventions in Tomorrowland. And obviously we're going to be interested in seeing the Halloween version of Haunted Mansion with the, you know, the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay on it. I'm actually a little concerned about Space Mountain. So next crowdsource topic. You know, my son, he won't ride Tower of Terror at Walt Disney World anymore, primarily because, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before, the Spectral Family scene freaks him out. I'm concerned that the Ghost Galaxy version of Space Mountain is going to be way too much for him. So I'd appreciate any feedback from people about Ghost Galaxy version of Space Mountain, whether it might be too intense for a kid who gets freaked out by the spectral characters in Tower of Terror at Walt Disney World. Now, you know, the other challenge, obviously, to this first Disneyland day is that the parks do close fairly early. Park closes at 8 p.m. You know, I think ultimately that's going to be a good thing. You'll hear why in a minute, because we're going to spend our next day hitting California Adventure hard, and it is going to be opening earlier on that Friday morning. So probably is a good thing that the parks aren't open too late on that Thursday night. All right, so Thursday night, you know, when we're done with our day in the parks, we'll head back to now Disneyland Hotel, check into our room at Disneyland Hotel. And Saturday morning, I'm sorry, Friday morning, is really going to be our day to focus on California Adventure. Yes, I know we could have done this the other way. We could have done California Adventure first and, you know, been able to use the entrance, the side entrance into California Adventure when we're staying at the Grand Californian Hotel. But it just didn't fit the touring plan as well. You know, I wanted to take advantage of the early admission at Disneyland because with the low crowd level plus early admission, I think we're going to be able to get a lot accomplished. So we're going to save California Adventure for Friday morning. We can enter California Adventure starting at 7 a.m. for extra magic hours. So we've got a nice early day at California Adventure. Obviously, priority there is Cars Land. Definitely going to make that, you know, Radiator Springs Racers Dash. We don't have to worry about the World of Color Fast Pass. I've already booked a World of Color lunch package at Carthay Circle. So we're going to be, you know, we're already set for that. So priorities at this point for California Adventure look to be Cars Land and especially Radiator Springs Racers. The kids want to do Tower of Terror because my son actually thinks that, you know, since this Tower of Terror doesn't have the Spectral family in it, he would, you know, really enjoy it. You know, Soarin', we're going to do that. We're going to want to do some of the Paradise Pier things. You know, my daughter's a big thrill ride fan, so she's looking forward to California Screamin'. Not a chance. No way, no how that I'm getting on the, you know, fun wheel of death, because if it wasn't already enough, just last week they had a you know, situation where people were stuck on the wheel and it took, you know, half hour, an hour to evacuate everybody. Not going to happen. Care how much my daughter begs, not getting on the wheel of death. We're considering the Pixar Play Parade. I'd love some feedback on the parade there. What people think of that parade. Is it worth it to take the time out of the touring at California Adventure to enjoy that parade? World of Color is at 9 o'clock on Friday night and the park is open until midnight. So, you know, we've got an extended day at California Adventure. So here's my big question. You've heard the kinds of things we're interested in doing. I think that we're going to spend, you know, a good chunk of time at California Adventure in the Hollywoodland area, obviously doing things in Paradise Pier and in Cars Land. I'm wondering whether we're going to end up with the extended hours of the park, maybe having time to go back over and pick up some attractions at Disneyland. So any suggestions you might have on how to structure a touring plan for that day would be really helpful. As I said, we've got a 7 a.m. Extra Magic Hours entry. We're planning on heading straight for Radiator Springs Racers and getting that taken care of. But, you know, we're really wide open on what to do with the rest of that day at California Adventure. And we have a long day because the park's open until midnight. Now, the next day is Saturday. And after that long day at California Adventure, I decided that it might make sense to use that Saturday as sort of a rest and recharge day. You know, we got a chance to spend a full day really exploring the resort and enjoying the pool and all of that at the Grand Californian. And I thought we might do some of that at the Disneyland Hotel on Saturday. Partially, too, because on Saturday, the crowds at the resort and in the parks are, you know, substantially higher. I mean, the touring plans is telling me that crowd level is a 7 out of 10 at Disneyland on Saturday, 5 out of 10 at California Adventure. Now, those crowd levels are actually a little lower than they were when I looked earlier, so they've adjusted down somewhat. So there's another question. Do I see about, you know, upgrading our tickets and adding a fourth park day so that we can, you know, pick up some more attractions on Saturday now that those crowd levels aren't so aren't so high? I'd love to hear your suggestions and hear what you think, because the more I look at this, the more I'm concerned that we just don't have enough time in the Disneyland theme park. On the other hand, you know, I'm trying to stay within some fairly reasonable budgetary constraints. All right. That's Saturday. Right now it's scheduled to be a down day, a rest and relaxation day, you know, downtown Disney, hang out at the Disneyland Hotel. open to other suggestions for things that are nearby. We'd probably be needing to, you know, use a cab or something like that because, like I said, I'm trying to avoid a car rental. Now, Sunday is an Extra Magic Hours morning at California Adventure, but I don't know that we're going to use that Extra Magic Hour entry. It's really going to depend. I think it depends on the kids' reaction to Radiator Springs Racers. If we really want to get back and get another ride in at Radiator Springs Racers, I can see us, you know, just running in to do that during Extra Magic Hours and then bouncing over to Disneyland pretty quickly. Because like I said, I'm mostly concerned about, you know, getting to do all the things we want to do at Disneyland. Disneyland's hours on that Sunday, we can be in the park beginning at 8 a.m. And this is the day I'd planned on us catching the evening entertainment. Fireworks are at 9:25 p.m. There are Fantasmic shows, two of them, one at 9 p.m., one at 10:30. Now, any suggestions for how best to manage getting to see both the fireworks and Fantasmic at Disneyland would be greatly appreciated. It's a real challenge, and I'm concerned about crowds. The crowd level is about a 6 out of 10, so it's not as bad as it could be, and you know, maybe we're going to be okay with it, but whatever suggestions anybody would have for, you know, ways to get a good place to see it, where's a good place to see those two shows, and, you know, how to maneuver to see them both, that, again, would be greatly appreciated. And then Monday, you know, we actually have some time. We're not going to have to be rushing out, but we do have, an early afternoon flight back to Kansas City. Obviously, we'll have to check out of the hotel by 11 o'clock, I believe, is checkout time. You know, we'll check out. We can, again, do any hanging out we want to do around the resort hotel or at Downtown Disney and then head out to the airport. You know, we don't have any big plans for that day. We are actually staying that last day at a Good Neighbor Hotel, the Candy Cane Inn, which was one that a lot of people had recommended to us. Wanted to get a chance to check out one of the Good Neighbor Hotels. I do recommend it often based on other people's recommendations and wanted to see it firsthand. So we'll be staying at Candy Cane that last night and then heading to the airport from Candy Cane Inn. The real question about Sunday is, you know, we've got this full day at Disneyland, or can be a full day at Disneyland from 8 a.m. until midnight. Knowing that we have that full day there, is that going to be enough? Or do we need to try and fit in an extra park day? I'd love to hear your suggestions.
And then I guess there is one other sort of broad area that we could use some suggestions on. The only dining reservation that we've made at this point is that Carthay Circle World of Color dining package lunch reservation. So if there are any other suggestions for restaurants that we really are, you know, must try restaurants, we'd love to hear them. I'd like to do Napa Rose and enjoy, you know, an adult dinner. I don't know for sure that's going to happen because the child care issue may come up. I don't think that, you know, I have a hard time justifying paying for Napa Rose for two kids who are picky eaters and, you know, probably aren't going to be into it. So whatever suggestions you may have, I'd love to hear them. Looking for suggestions for, you know, counter service as well as table service because, you know, there were a bunch of table service menus that looked great to me, but not so much to everybody else. So we may just be eating a lot of counter service.
I think in a relatively short show here, I've gone through the basics of both what we've got in terms of structure for this trip, but also what we don't know, which is a lot. Any help that you guys can provide would be greatly appreciated. You can share your suggestions right here at the DizDads.com blog. You can send me suggestions on Twitter by tweeting at DizDadsPodcast. You can submit some suggestions on Facebook at facebook.com/DizDadsPodcast. Any of the above. Again, I'd love your suggestion. We've got 2 weeks. I'm counting on you. Help me make this happen. My family would appreciate it.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dream Finder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. Everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fella. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment, and there, voila, you've got a figment of imagination.